What's up, everybody, and welcome to Warp Point Weekly, our newest rendition of our podcast, vodcast, livecast, or whatever you want to call it. But we are your source for nerdy news. I'm Rob, and as always, I'm joined by my gracious co-hosts, Bren and Jay.
What's up? What up?
And we got a busy show this week.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so just to let people know, we have a packed show this week, full of news. We're going to be going over God of War has been pushed back. We have the Summer Games Fest. Some E3 news across several main characters.
Yeah.
That always participates in E3. NVIDIA has announced their new 3080 card.
NVIDIA's putting out some lotion.
Yeah. And Warner might have a merger.
Yeah.
But, you know, as with all that stuff, it'll be months before we get any news because, you know, the bigwigs got to sit down with their lawyers and waste millions of dollars on legal fees.
Oh, so true, so true. So
nothing says we need to flush our company with cash like paying lawyers millions of dollars for paperwork.
I mean, that's how you do an enema on your company, right?
Oh yeah.
Hire a lawyer.
So before we jump into this news, we got to do our time honored tradition and start the show the way that we always do. And Bren, what have you been up to, bud?
Man, it has been a crazy week for me. Oh man, not only has my main job been pretty hectic. I got my hands on I was hoping it was an original first release PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that thing is so beautiful, dude. It looks so clean.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yes. It has all the ports except composites.
Oh, it doesn't have
it doesn't have the red, white, and yellow plugs in the back.
Well, there should be a cord that you have to convert it to HDMI anyways.
No, like I was looking, I wanted to get an original first gen release.
Yeah, the first gen releases had the jacks in the back. It didn't have this special connector that looked like an L.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then
that's what I was thinking, the old one that had like the square connector in the back for the composites.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got all that.
The original one.
The original one.
Red, white, and yellow
The whole back of it was lined with different ports.
Hmm, okay.
But it does have the serial I/O port.
Oh, nice. So that's what, second release?
It's the second iteration. Yeah, it's the second iteration. Absolutely beautiful, cleaned. And I got it from one of our favorite local stores, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, it's more local for you than it is me.
Or me.
Warp Zone.
Yeah.
It's a store that, you know, you and I have loved hitting up several times. Great little retro store.
No relation.
Yeah, no relation. They're their own thing.
But it's awesome.
And yeah, Jay, you'd like, they have several games that have been rated in the 9+2 category.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9.2+. Yeah.
Mm.
Like sealed and everything. It's been rated and everything.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, Warp Zone's a great place.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
And if you guys aren't already
on the wall,
if you guys aren't already, make sure you check out our socials because, you know, I'm pretty sure Bren posted a picture up of that. If not, he's going to here very shortly because I'm going to grill him to do it.
Yeah. The only thing is there's one little scratch. It's very light. You can barely see it. It's on the power button.
Okay.
And to the upper right of it on the body. But it's barely noticeable.
You know a good workaround for that?
Sandpaper.
Matte nail polish.
Hmm.
How about I'm not touching it?
It's like, I do not trust myself to do that.
No, they do such a great job cleaning these consoles.
Yeah.
This thing shines like it was just pulled out of a box.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looked like it was brand new.
Yeah. And they threw in an original controller, no analog sticks.
Oh, nice. The V1.
I ain't gonna play Ape Escape then.
I ain't worried about that.
He ain't gonna play anything. It's gonna get mounted to his wall and just an LED ran to the power so that he doesn't even have to actually turn it on. It just looks like it's on.
Yeah.
Well, I would go in there because they had an original fat PS2 too.
Yeah.
And
PS2 too.
Two
as well.
Number two, and then T-O-O. I know. I hate putting those words together that sound the same.
Or
they mm-hmm. mean different things.
Or like I'll change up a whole thing I'm typing out because I said two, and I'm like, nope, can't do it. Somebody's going to catch that.
Yeah.
Yep. But by the time I got there, it was gone.
Yeah,
she said that they were due more in, but because of the how complicated the laser system is on those to clean, he kind of sets them off to the side for when he has free time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it's going to take you an immense amount of time and focus.
Well, I don't know if you've ever messed with those, Jay. No. They weren't really enclosed like the PS3 and onward. It's a series of gears that have to be put in a specific order.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
I remember whenever my firstborn was younger and shoved like 3 discs in there, and then I had to figure out how to take it apart and put it back together.
Lot of Google and YouTube videos.
Yeah, and at that time, you know, it wasn't very prevalent to look for that kind of stuff, so...
You literally had to search the dark recesses of the internet.
Yeah.
Not to mention, this was before 720 was common practice.
Yeah. So you're like, wait, is that a screw or is that a piece of dust? I don't know. I don't know.
He picked it up with a screwdriver. It's a screw.
Well, maybe not because there's been magnetized dust.
That shit's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at least I was able to get my hands on an original with an original controller.
Nice.
Next time, I'm going to make sure I comment on the picture. Hey, hold that too for me.
Right? Yeah, I'm on my way.
And then I'll make Rob go pick it up.
Or just message me like, hey, can I pay you guys like PayPal or something to come to hold that for me?
I just call you over the phone and you mainly put my card in.
I'll give you, yeah.
Let's do this like it's the 90s. I'm going to read you my info.
Listen, and I will bring you $20 for holding it.
You guys have like that carbon copy machine where you put the credit card in and you chink, chink.
Oh, God.
You know what they did have? In,
the Virtual Boy? Dude, yes, did you see the Virtual Boy?
Yes, they have the stand and everything. It looks like a complete set that you can, and they have a list of games to go with. I mean, granted, I think there's only like 18 to 20 games that came out on it.
Yeah, but it's amazing.
I'm still not going to try to play it because that shit was a headache when it came out. It's going to be a headache to play now.
It looks like an octopus with all the shit coming off of it.
Well, that was the big complaint because like how the red color scheme was and how it was like right in your face. It messed with your eyes. And
yeah.
Because like it was too close to your eyes.
Yeah.
They had a mint condition Silent Hill game.
Ooh,
I'm talking not a single scratch on the easily scratched jewel case, and they had a mint condition director's cut Resident Evil 1. Yes.
That would look great on the wall.
It's also about $100.
Yeah, so?
That'd look great on the wall.
Well, see, that's whenever we take our steelbook holders and we modify them to where they'll hold that and we can tape it to the wall.
Wait, just make sections in the base for screws.
Yeah.
Boom. Or not in the base, but in like that bar part.
Well,
do that to the wall.
There's no. See, there's holes in it.
Yeah.
And use those. And there's magnets to hold steel books. But that's what I mean is we just have to modify it a little bit to hold the director's cut case.
Oh, gotcha.
What we could do, I know, it would have to be a double case for it to work though.
But
I was gonna say we got put a magnet inside the case. We do. You know, and they need to be felt lined.
Oh, what, you mean like this one here? Kind of see the felt because it's not a perfect cut, but yeah.
Yeah. Nothing collector's exacto knife
and just
nothing collector's wise. That's surprising. Well, I mean, there's nothing really surprised. Collectors coming out, so.
Oh, no, but limited still runs always doing something.
True.
But did a lot of work on the basement yesterday. We did a lot of sanding and grinding on the steps to get the paint and adhesive off so we can put a fresh coat of blue paint. Well, more like a darker navy.
Gray blue.
Don't worry. There'll be pictures.
Or a video. On socials. 4K video.
Bro, I already told you. We are
Cribs
late
style.
Millennials. Yes.
Cribs style. Just
we are
coming
going
in.
MTV crib style.
I'm going to walk down. I'm going to walk down your driveway and you're just going to be standing in front of the what is it, an Arcadia? Or your
Terrain.
You're just going to be standing there, what up, boy?
He's going to sit there in a mink coat and a bottle of Cristal. Welcome, bitches, to my crib.
We're going to do the random, like, speed up and slow down of the entrance.
Right.
Flickering, you know, give everybody a seizure just walking through the door.
Like, whenever you walk through the garage door, I'll just spin the whole video. Look like you're in a wash machine.
Just throw the camera in the air and spin it like
No, fuck that. I'm going to do it on post-production.
That'd be the easier way and less damaging to...
There it is, there it is. Yeah, the equipment part's what I'm worried about. So, Jay, what have you been up to, bud?
Working through Deadwood. I know I said we were going to start Sopranos last week. No, we started Deadwood.
Nice.
And Mrs. got hooked.
Nice.
Like, yes. I didn't realize how much they use certain profanity. They could never... It got me thinking, too, like, they could never do that show in modern days. People would not be able to handle it.
I know.
I'm not going to say what it is, but it rhymes with rock pucker, and they say it a lot. I've even caught myself saying it in traffic now. I don't care, it's a good insult. And then Borderlands 3 was on sale, so I ended up picking that up.
Yeah,
on PC.
I see you playing that, like, because it pops up whenever you log in on your Steam, because we're friends on Steam. I'm like, oh, Jay's at Borderlands again.
Jay's online. Boop, Jay's playing Borderlands. Well, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I have like an hour or so to kill.
Right.
I can use that to grind out.
Yeah.
I'm not... First playthrough, I really don't care about side missions. Just get the story done. Then second playthrough, obviously that's the harder version. That's the one you got to pay more attention to.
Yeah.
That you can actually, that's when I actually start doing side missions. And then I can't remember if there's a third mode for this one, but the third mode is when I get everything, all the guns and everything. Cause I'm level capped by then. So all the guns are like either a good roll or a bad roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, pretty much doing that. And then our, Warzone streams. On Wednesday.
Our Leroy Jenkins streams.
Oh, God. I was expecting it, too. Right out the gate, he just drops. And I'm like, yep, I knew that was happening.
Jenkins!
Shit, guys, I'm down.
Listen, we had a good run when I Leroy'd. Okay?
We did.
Shit,
we
last night
sweaty,
I was...
Dropped in sweaty. We got some kills.
We had some fun.
In, what, third place?
Yeah.
On that first game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were close to number one.
I was gonna say we were top five every game.
Yeah, well, last game we played,
I jumped off and I was getting ready to parachute, and the game screen froze.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's randomly been doing.
I had that issue yesterday. I was trying to play with a buddy of mine, and like it was like issues where I was rubber banding. I went into a room. Like, small room. It's you literally run in and you can see pretty much the whole room from your screen. There was nobody in that room with me. I died because the game did not put on my screen that somebody was in front of me.
Oh.
Like, I watched a kill cam. I ran right in front of this dude like an idiot. If I would have saw him, I would not even ran into that room because I only had a pistol.
Yeah.
Just weird
shit
like that.
When that happened, I dropped from like 200K to 50K.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because you hit the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to revive them.
Yeah. That cost us at least second place.
But yeah, if you guys are interested in that, come check out our socials. Links are in the description. And yeah, let us know if you want to play. We can get you in there and we could game together. Do some community gaming.
Yeah, we're always.
But Rob, what have you been up to?
So. I've been watching Shadow and Bone, trying to get through that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a fantasy show on Netflix. I've been playing Destiny and Call of Duty. Been fighting with Games Pass, and yeah, I'm having this weird issue to where like it won't launch half the games. It just goes to the store instead of launching the game.
I've had that issue too, and have you tried resetting your system? Relogging into Game Pass.
Yep. I even deleted it and reinstalled Games Pass. And yeah, the only fixes that have seemed like it's worked for people is them reinstalling Windows. And I'm not doing that, so I'll get rid of Games Pass before I do that.
Yeah, why would you get rid of the operating system when it's just a one app that doesn't work?
Yeah. You know, like
I'll be the Games Pass correspondent. I'll take that hit.
Like I had stuff. Well, I've been streaming Final Fantasy X. You know,
yeah,
and I was thoroughly enjoying that. And it was just weird because it was just like out of the blue, it didn't work. So I seen I had a couple updates. I said, okay, well maybe that. Well, actually, I had to force Windows to search for updates. I was like, okay, well maybe that's it. You know, there was a couple Windows updates. Well, it was weird with the way the updates installed, and it took like me resetting the PC like 6 times for them to all install instead of it just installing them on one reset.
That's weird. Yeah. Also, your computer was out of date.
No, it wasn't, because it just updated and on the 31st of last month, and there was 3 updates in 6 days.
Yeah, that's we updated and it fucked up, so we're going to update again.
And so I was like, I installed them, and I had to restart my computer 3 times for it to install each one individually, and yeah, it still doesn't work. So I don't know. I'm gonna give it a little bit of time. You know, I might pay for one more month, and if it doesn't get fixed, yeah, I'm done.
Try sending a support ticket.
I did, and they linked me to a blog, which was basically uninstall and reinstall your
yeah.
Games Pass.
How about I uninstall Games Pass?
And then it was like, reset your PC. Check for updates.
Dude, I did with the games that they have on Games Pass, they don't give a shit if somebody's like, all right, I'm not paying anymore. I'm done. And I'm like, okay, cool. Have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, it's great because there are a lot of fun games on there that I enjoy playing. But
well, yeah. And
if I can't play them,
games
then,
and you know, all sorts of shit.
And having EA... the EA Play Pass as well, you know, it's a great value because there's a bunch of EA games that I play too.
I mean, I still have Jade Empire on my computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Brendan's I've played it in a
awesome
month.
Game
I was gonna say, Brendan's eyes lit up.
Yeah, it was. It's
that was my game.
Just one of those things. Like, I want to go back and play it, but I keep forgetting it's there.
Right.
Well, the funny thing was, like, the computer that Rob and I were trying to play it on was so outdated for that game. It's like threw a punch. All right, wait 30 seconds for it to render.
Well, we were. It wasn't even that it was outdated. It was just that it wasn't a gaming computer. It was just like a regular computer. And this was, God, 2008, 2009 that we were trying to do this with. So, like, a regular... It might have been an HP. I don't even remember what it was. But it was just, like, a typical computer. It wasn't a...
Like, the basis you could get.
Yeah. Yeah. It might even, and then we also had a laptop we tried playing it on too.
And with the price of computer parts, I'm actually going to piece out this POS I have that's an i3.
Yeah, you might be able to upgrade when shit starts coming back down.
Might get a couple $5 out of it.
Shit, with the way scalpers are going right now, what? You got a 1660, you could get fucking $800 for that alone.
And I don't even know what that freaking. Not this computer, my old one.
Oh.
I had a computer somebody told me it was a gaming computer. I gave him the money for it. I can't even remember how much I gave him. I think it was like $600. Oof. And it was not worth it. And then I ended up buying a pre-built later that was like $600, normally like $700.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the current hotness I'm working with.
All right, so let's jump into news a little bit. Off the bat, we had some information about God of War and it being delayed. So God of War has been pushed to 2022, and the game was intended for PS5 and to launch sometime this year, but in a recent Twitter post from Santa Monica Studio, they said, quote, "Since the release of the next God of War teaser last year, we've been humbled by the amount of love and community our community has shown us. We're incredibly grateful to see so many people excited to experience the new chapter of Kratos and Atreus' journey. We remain focused on developing a top-quality game while maintaining the safety and well-being of our team, creative partners, and families. With this in mind, we have made the decision to shift our release to 2022. Thank you for all your continued support, and we have some exciting things in the works that we can't wait to show you." And it's...
I'm going to say it's going to come at holiday 2022.
The end of next year.
Yeah.
Wow. The other thing that they said, too, in a different post on their website was that the next God of War is also getting a PS4 release. And with that, we've also learned that Gran Turismo 7 is going to have a PS4 release. and that it's a high possibility that the next Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West will also have a PS4 release.
Well, I mean, which just means one thing.
Hold on. What else? What other staple game that was
Ratchet and Clank.
Going to PS4 and PS5, even though they were talking about PS5 this game exclusive. Is possible with ray tracing and all this, that they built the ground up. And
well, the thing about it that they're doing, which I actually think is the right way to do it, is they are making the game for PS5, for next gen, current gen. I don't know what the...
It's still next gen.
I was going to say, I don't know
what
it's
called. Until it's in a majority of homes, it's still technically next gen.
But they're making it for the PS5 and then scaling it back to be able to run on the PS4.
Here's my counter argument to that. Where's our PS5, Sony? This is proof they do not have enough PS5s to go around.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just going to say that this only means that they don't see any...
At least for another year.
They don't see any chance to catch up on chips.
Yeah.
Actually, if God of War is going to be 2022, and, you know, it could be beginning of the year, could be middle of the year, could be end of the year. I'm saying end of the year because holiday season.
Right.
And a lot more copies can go out during the holiday season if you release it in November.
Well, here's the thing, and it's something that's going to get, you know, Brendan going, I know. So, in the same article that they were talking about, you know, stuff being moved to PS4 from PS5 exclusivity, they've also said that they're working on 25 other titles that they have yet to announce. But, and this is something that I've seen, you know, next week, this upcoming week, this week, Integrade launches. And it is a huge file size. So now we got all these games coming and nowhere to put them because they haven't opened up the M.2 slot.
R for the course, buddy. I was about to say.
But to have, at this point, to have set both 7 Remake and Integrate, because you got to think, yeah, there's going to be some areas that Yuffie doesn't go to, but she's... The whole point is she's in Midgard at the same time Cloud and Avalanche are doing their shit.
Right.
So that means that those portions of the map that it cross over are just going to have to be put on the same disc.
Yeah.
So basically, you are getting doubled on the slums. You are getting double the resources for this. Integrate should play off of 7. It shouldn't be this a big file size. It should be, I mean, yeah, there's going to be story elements, and that's going to add to it. But you're going through the same portions.
They could
of
be
the map.
Using well, completely different parts of Midgard.
Here's the thing about it. So Integrade is Remake and the expansion. It's everything.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the full PS5 release of 7 Remake.
Okay, see, I thought they were doing...
Plus Yuffie's add-on store.
The way they marketed it, it seemed like in order you if you had a PS4 copy, you have the PS5 copy. It's a free upgrade.
Yeah, the free upgrade.
And then Integrate was separate. You had to buy that.
Right. It's like $20.
Yeah.
So the PS5 version is without a day one patch. This is just bare bones. Just under 82 gigs.
There's 500 on there.
Now, PS4 file size... Without Integrate, was just under 86 gigs. Now, the PS5 is supposed to, you know, cut how much resources are being used because of the quick loading speed. So
yeah, but you have to look at the quality of the assets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But my whole thing on that is, like, if you look at the other games that have been brought over, they've been 25 to 50% smaller of a file size. So I wonder how huge this Integrate expansion actually is.
Well, yeah, that's like I said, they could be using completely different assets of Midgard.
Right.
But we haven't gotten an hour count, have we?
No.
I'm going to say it's going to be anywhere from 8 to 16.
Not
counting the grind, not counting, you know, investigation and taking your time with it. I'm saying that's probably going to be the story.
I'm saying just the Yuffie side of it?
Just the Yuffie side of it.
I'm gonna say
there was like 40 some hours for just Cloud and the gang.
No.
Well, Rob, you... No, I did mine in...
I got everything. I platinumed it, and I did it in 26.
Oh, really?
28.
More than that.
I don't know how the hell you did that. I didn't even platinum it, and I have 32 to 35 hours.
Maybe it was 38, not 28.
Yeah, I was about to say, because from what I've been hearing, it was between the ballpark of 35 to 40.
But I also, that was my second playthrough. My first playthrough, where I wasn't trying to get everything and I was just doing story, I did that in like 21 hours.
That I can see.
Yeah.
You know,
well, see, that's what I mean. 8 to 16 hours for just the main story seems about...
Like, I didn't even know they left in the whole mini, the whole dress side quest thing.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I did that the first playthrough.
I didn't even know, and I just rolled right through that area, because they don't hint at you doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they kind of do with the beehive dance and all that, because you have to do the dance at the beehive, which was screwed up, but...
Oh, yeah, I could. The lighting in the buttons, you couldn't see when the buttons went over the overlay to hit it. It was just too... Well, it wasn't that it was fast, but it was just too eye-catching. You know, it'd catch your eye, and your eye would be focusing on, like, the head of the trail and the end of the trail.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they would send the trail off into, like, the back of the screen.
Yeah. It was just weird. Really cool looking, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But horrible for me, because I could not focus to hit buttons. I don't know what it was.
But, yeah, I mean, we are still... It as of right now, it is still saying that Integrade is PS5 exclusive. But we'll see if that changes.
If it does, I take back my my anger, because I get to play it. But
well, yeah.
If it's not, or if it is just a PS5 exclusive, then at least they didn't lie to us about that.
Well, if you look at the end screen, end title screen, card screen, whatever you want to call it, the end card,
mm-hmm.
It says, you know, PS5 exclusive, and it has a little asterisk. And then down below it says PS5 timed exclusive for at least 6 months.
Well, they also said that the remake was supposed to be a year exclusive, and it's not on anything else now.
Well, that's what I mean, it, at least. So,
well, that's why they put the asterisk, so they can walk it back.
Yeah, yeah, it's a well, fail safe.
We put the asterisk. We didn't say it was guaranteed.
Dude, every time I like watch a commercial or anything, I'm always looking for that asterisk or something there.
Yeah. So, with summer fast approaching, and well, I don't know if it's technically summer or not, but it's not summer until, you know, our buddy Jeff kicks off Summer Games Fest. Wrong, Jeff. I know.
I knew who you were talking about.
Good old G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah, Geoff. Joffrey.
Geoff.
Giggly. So, Summer Games Fest 2021 will be kicking off on the 10th.
So, four days from when we're making this, and that would be actually be Wednesday, wouldn't it?
Nope. Tuesday. It's Thursday.
Oh.
So when this comes out, it'll be kicking off tomorrow.
Can I make a joke?
Sure.
No. So it's going to be on all major live stream platforms.
Yeah.
This would make my week if Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook all got hit with DMCAs.
You mean like they did for BlizzCon in January?
Oh, yes.
With Metallica? That was just Twitch, though.
Weezer's performing.
That was just Twitch that got hit with that.
I would love to see Facebook attack itself for playing Weezer music on a live stream.
Like, hey, Twitch just attacked itself.
Yeah, Twitch
for a streamer.
Well, Twitch did itself whenever with BlizzCon with Metallica.
Yeah. Well, no. So, like, a streamer only used the soundtrack by Twitch.
Yeah.
The fine print says your VODs are up.
Guaranteed safe.
No, it wasn't. Your VODs were safe. You're safe live streaming it. You are not safe having it in a VOD.
What the fuck?
Yup.
All right, so Summer Games Fest is bigger than ever. It's going to feature a ton of digital showcases from everybody from PlayStation to Bandai Namco. You know, there's going to be a lot of big names there. And, you know, we know Sony doesn't participate in E3 anymore, or any...
Sony's just that weird kid in the back of the class. Like, he's making some cool shit, but at the same time, you're like,
this is kind of sketchy.
Do I need to keep an eye on you?
Brennan's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
The Summer Games Fest 2021 current schedule, it kicks off on June 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And like you said, Brent, it's going to be available on all platforms, live streaming platforms, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.
On, hit yourself with DMCAs, please.
And
it's so funny.
The live kickoff is going to feature a performance by Weezer, as you said. And then on the 11th, we got, you know, Coach Primetime Gaming Stream, which we have a little bit more news about that in a couple minutes. We have the Ubisoft Forward June 12th, which overlaps the E3.
Hey, guys, check out our glitches.
Yeah, right. Well, no, that's Xbox and Bethesda, because we know Bethesda and their glitches.
It just works, to quote Todd Howard.
And yeah, like you said, Rob, so on June 13th, we have Xbox and Bethesda. Let's see how much thunder they bring.
I know. It's going to be interesting to see.
What if, like, CEO placed, or Xbox and the CEO of Nintendo walk out arm in arm, like, where's our friend? Someone doesn't like crossplay.
Right? We're also going to have the Back for Blood PvP showcase June 13th. And for those of you that don't know, Back for Blood is a cooperative shooter from the Left 4 Dead franchise. That takes place at 2 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 5 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to give us a look at the survival game in action. We also have the Steam Next Fest, June 16th through the 22nd. And it's going to feature hundreds of demos and just upcoming products.
Steam gets 3 days to themselves.
Steam gets 7 days. They get a whole week. The whole week.
Oh, shit, my bad.
But it kicks off June 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And like I said, it's just a multi-day celebration. And yeah, like I said, we know that there's 25 publishers and platforms and partners that are going to be contributing content or hosting event at the Summer Games Fest. Confirmed partners include PlayStation, Bandai Namco, Activision, Xbox, EA, Epic, and more.
So I'm kind of curious, and I know like this month, last month, they really tried to push indie developers.
Right.
Try to really give them some spotlight time. Do you think hundreds of those demos are going to be mainly indie developers?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I mean, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people are losing faith in AAA developers.
Well, you know, there's, like we were saying, you know, Summer Games Fest partners include 2K, Activision, Amazon Games, which I don't even know if they have anything in the development now.
Which company did you say?
Amazon Games.
Oh, hell no, dude. They just keep scrapping everything.
I was going to say, I don't think they have anything in development anymore.
People in the department are just like, are we still a thing?
Yeah.
They're
not saying anything. They're just swiping in the morning, sitting at their desk, swiping out at the end of the day, not saying anything to anybody, so they just keep getting paid.
Yeah, they're not even talking to each other.
Yeah, no, they're like...
Yeah.
It is the most quiet floor in the Amazon headquarters.
It's like Batista from Guardians of the Galaxy. I've mastered the art of invisibility. If I move slow enough.
Register.
That's exactly what they're doing. Everybody just comes in and gets in a sleeping bag underneath their desk.
Yeah, listen. Listen, bro. The
All right, guys. It's time for the 3 o'clock cuddle session. And everybody chucking, find your buddy.
Yeah.
Cuddle buddy.
They're just chucking all their furniture into the fire trying to keep it going.
Yeah, right. But also, you know, Blizzard, Capcom, Devolver, EA, Epic, Frontier, Gearbox, Hi-Rez, InnerSloth, Koch Media, Mediatonic, miHoYo, which is Genshin Impact, Bandai Namco, Netflix, Psysonix, Raw Fury, Riot, Saber, Sega, PlayStation, Prime Gaming, which I'm guessing is Luna.
Yeah, that might be the only thing they're working on now.
Well, there's Amazon Games, and then there's Prime Gaming.
Prime Gaming is more for the Twitch side of things.
And you get benefits from it, like all kinds of Destiny stuff. I get the Destiny stuff. But there's Borderlands, there's WoW. You get all kinds of stuff if you're a member free. But we also have Square Enix, Steam, Tencent Games, yay. the Tribeca Festival, Ubisoft, Warner Brother Games, Wizards of the Coast, and Xbox. So we have a huge list of partners, but we don't have a full list of events just yet. Oh, actually, we do on their website, if we would have looked at that instead.
Hindsight.
Right? But we'll have a full list up on our social medias that you guys can look at.
I cannot get my back to pop for shit.
Yeah, so check out our socials. Like I said, links are below, and we'll have a full calendar up for the events. But we were talking a little bit about E3, and let's move on to more E3 news.
We got all kinds of E3 news.
We do. So, Brent, I know you were excited for this next one. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, if I can get the link to open up. There we go. Part of the link went to a second page.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
So I'm like, licking it, and I'm like, why won't you give me a damn link?
Boomer.
So yeah, this was a rumor that started, I saw it on Twitter a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were making it sound like it was an official Nintendo announcement. Yeah, no, it's a lot, there's a lot of insider talk.
Always is.
We even had a European retailer put up their listing on their public website. And that is the long talked about Nintendo Switch Pro.
Yeah. So
now it's, but this is Nintendo's E3 event.
Right.
And they're going to be focusing mainly on their games, which normally they do a Nintendo Direct, kind of do their own thing with a Nintendo Direct.
Well, so they are doing a Nintendo Direct presentation at 12 p.m. Eastern on June 15th, which is their contribution to...
It is a 3 hours
of
gameplay deep dives.
So they're going to be doing their Nintendo Direct, and then after that, they're going to be doing 3 hours deep dive.
Okay. Oh, God, we better get Breath of the Wild news.
Yeah. So yeah. They're speculating that the wording suggests that there won't be any hardware announcements during E3. But,
right.
You know, like I said, there's been a lot of speculation going around about the Switch Pro.
I mean, it's been thought of for years, to be honest. They thought they were going to make a Switch Pro for a while.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, and we all said it, because when the Switch launched, even the Switch was well behind the current gen consoles.
It doesn't really matter if you think about the people playing it. I mean, you're not... It's a console marketed mostly towards children and young adults versus, you know, us old people that our eyes are getting worse, so we need better graphics.
Right.
Am I going blind or is this doomed?
Well, no. I mean, our eyes are getting worse, so we need better screens.
Well, and I mean, you know, we like you said, we've talked about it for a long time about how we deserve a Switch Pro. I mean, can you imagine, like you were saying, Breath of the Wild in 4K?
Mm.
So,
although, here's the thing, though, with that. Breath of the Wild uses cell shading.
It does, yeah.
It's a little bright. Vibrant. It does look great. I do like how it looks on the 720. And what is that, the 900 for tablet, for docked?
Yeah.
We might need a little bit of a remaster to do that in 4K.
Well, I mean, we'll just have to see. Now, I know that Jay talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago about getting the new OLED display. And, you know, there's been reports on that. There's also a announcement from NVIDIA that they've been supplying Nintendo with a more powerful silicon that works with DLSS technology. So that would allow for 4K output to TV. It'll be interesting to see what actually comes from all this. And the rumors have been for a while that there's an announcement that's going to happen before E3. So that should be sometime in the few days between recording and releasing this video, or on the release day of this video. And if something
it'd be crazy if my Switch is what has 4K versus my computer.
Right. But yeah,
so we are recording this on the 6th, right? So yeah. You'll release this on the 9th?
Yep.
It's the day after.
Well,
the day after
E3 starts
June 10th.
Okay, well that's the date. That's Summer Games Fest. It starts June 10th.
E3 starts June 15th. Later.
Yeah, E3 starts the
June 12th.
Yeah, the 12th. So we should be getting an announcement, if the rumors are true, we should be getting an announcement on the Switch Pro sometime in this upcoming week. And if that happens, you can stay tuned right here because we will be putting a video out on that. Mm-hmm. So moving forward with E3 stuff, Square Enix has tipped its reveal, dates its E3, not tipped its E3. So we know that the Square Enix Summer World Premiere from Eidos Montreal will happen June 13th as part of the E3 Expo. It's going to feature Babylon's Fall, Life is Strange, True Colors, and Marvel's Avengers. It's going to have...
Well,
it's going to have information on the Black Panther expansion. And it takes place the same day and not long after the Xbox and Bethesda showcase. So, we'll see. The company's official announcement has teased a world premiere of a new game. So, it'll be interesting to see what that is. And a lot of people are thinking that it's going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy game, which I'm hoping it's not.
No, I mean, they should have...
Well, listen, I mean, one Marvel Avengers. Game that's so great. Let's just do another one.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're just pushing this Marvel shit, and they couldn't get the first one right. But there's other things, too, that it could be, including a cross-gen Final Fantasy type. I mean, we could get, you know, Final Fantasy Origin, which we reported on rumors a couple of weeks ago about that. You know, the Final Fantasy exclusive that's also being worked on with Team Ninja. As the live-action Souls-like game. For those listening, I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
They could tell by your tone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what this world premiere. But they also stated that the E3 showcase will include an exciting update on Platinum's Babylon's Fall, details about Marvel's Avengers Black Panther War for Wakanda expansion, and a deep dive on Life is Strange True Colors and the first look at Life is Strange Remastered Collection. Square Enix also has said that Outriders is on track to become its next major franchise. So maybe we'll get some information about that.
I was kind of looking at Outriders.
I mean, it looks fun. I'm pretty sure that they had like 3.5 million players in the first month.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah. A guy I work with got it day one, and it is such an action-focused game. He said it is just a constant fluctuation of watching your health bar.
Nice.
It's almost, I don't want to say bullet hell, because that's the overhead shooters that
right.
give you like this much space to dodge. But yeah, if you're in it for the pure adrenaline of you might die, Outriders is definitely a game to play.
Right. So, happening the day before Square Enix, and again, we'll have a calendar up for this as well. On June 12th, we have the Ubisoft Forward event. And this is like kind of partnered between E3 and Summer's Games Fest. And honestly, I think it's something that like a lot of people have looked at, and maybe something that we should clarify a little bit. You know, I was looking at these two events as like rival events, but it seems like there's more and more presentations that are being included as both.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a little bit of overlapping too.
Well, there's a lot of overlapping. But I know that like in the past we've talked about, is Summer Games Fest going to be the new E3? And it's seeming like, no, it's more of like a collaboration. But anyways, the Ubisoft Forward showcase is planned for June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, so 2 p.m. Eastern. It's going to have a pre-show featuring news on For Honor, Trackmania, The Crew 2, Brawlhalla, Watch Dogs 2, Legions, and a few other games. So we'll be getting some announcements from that. The main show is going to kick off at 12, so an hour later, featuring big announcements, updates on some of Ubisoft's live titles, and some surprises that you won't want to miss. That includes a first look at the next mainline entry in the Rainbow Six franchise, formerly known as Quarantine, and a new look at Far Cry 6 and Riders Republic. Ubisoft will also provide updates from live titles such as Valhalla, Siege, as well as the Apple TV series Mythic Quest and the soon-to-be-released movie Werewolves Within, plus a few additional surprises. So they're not tipping all their cards.
They are tipping the big ones.
And then after that, Ubisoft Forward will conclude with Rainbow Six Siege community briefing to update players on the game's top issues, as well as going in-depth with Siege developers on how they designed the latest operator, Thunderbird. Ubisoft's EMEA Executive Director, Alan Corr, said in a prepared statement, "We can't wait to share more about our upcoming lineup at Ubisoft Forward as part of this year's digital E3 event. This is always a highly anticipated moment for our industry and an opportunity to celebrate new content and creations. We are proud to be showcasing such a diverse portfolio of games with something for every type of player, not forgetting a few surprises, of course."
Sounds about right.
So, yeah, we'll see what's going to come from that. And so moving forward from that, we're going to jump on to a little bit of tech news, and this is something that I know has a lot of people pissed off, myself included. So NVIDIA has announced and released and sold out of...
Surprise.
The RTX 3080 Ti. So, you know, in previous editions, the Ti is, you know, an upgraded version, a way better version of a mid-tier card in their lineup. So the RTX 3080 Ti is priced at $1,199.
Bullshit.
You know, so you have the original 3080 that launched at $700, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, $699. So it's almost double the price, and you only get a slight improvement. You're going to lose out, or you're going to gain, let me see, where was it at? I think you're gaining 2 gigabytes of GDDR6X RAM. It's a little bit more powerful. It has a little bit more bandwidth.
Wait, which two are you comparing?
The 3080 and the 3080 Ti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going from 10 gigabytes of RAM, VRAM, to 12 gigabytes of VRAM.
Yeah, so you're getting 2 gigs of VRAM. You're getting 64 bits of bus. 100...
Getting 2 more gigs of memory.
So, but here's my thing on that. Or you could spend the extra $300, and I mean, at this point, if it's available, why wouldn't you? And just pick up the 3090.
Yeah. I mean, the price difference between a 3080 and a Ti is just too big of a gap to go, well, if I'm going to pay $1,200, I might as well pay another $3 to get everything.
And double your VRAM.
And that's all that matters, really, in most games is VRAM.
Well, I mean, you're getting a little bit more of CUDA cores. You're getting...
I mean, you're getting a substantial amount of CUDA cores, but...
From the 3080 Ti to the 3090, not that many anymore.
But from the 3080 to the Ti, you're getting about
2,000.
Less than 2,000.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's worth it.
No, it really doesn't. Now, NVIDIA is pushing this because the 3080 Ti is part of the new half hash rate card lineup, which is... that they can limit it through hardware and software aspects. If it senses the card is being used for cryptocurrency mining, instantly half the performance of the card.
Yeah, but like a lot of people have said, you could just break into the cards and...
For the software side of it. But there's a hardware link. I don't know how it works, but NVIDIA was saying if there's a hardware link on it too, that it literally limits the performance of the card.
But another factor into why wouldn't you just get a 3090 over a 3080 Ti is you still need a 750 watt power supply.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, it says it draws less at 320 or up to, or the 3080 draws at 320 while the 3090 draws 350.
Right.
So you are getting, you're using more power for a slight bump in performance.
Right.
So it doesn't even seem like it's worth it. Because, I mean, if you're already going to have to buy a 750 watt power supply.
Well, here's the other thing, too. And, for those of you that don't know, they're also launching the 3070 Ti, which will be available the day after this video comes out. It'll have 8 gigabytes of DDR6 RAM, and it has a price tag of $600. So it's $300 more than the 3070. But both of those are going to support ray tracing, DLSS, and reflex technology. Both of them are going to be part of the hash rate halving system. So I honestly think that's what the TI series is like pushing to do, is be the half hash rate series. But the bullshit part about this whole thing is they're putting out these half-ass performance cards in a time whenever they can't even put out regular cards.
Yeah, there's literally a global chip shortage. This isn't a shortage on their stock. This is a shortage around the world.
And it's not like these are using
half-ass cards.
And it's not like these are using different chipsets. These are still the same chipsets. So now they're allocating resources instead of making just a 3060, 3070, 3080, 3090 cards. They're adding in these TI cards so that it's going to reduce the amount of regular cards being produced for these. Now, don't get me wrong. The 3070 Ti is something that I'm actually interested in because it's more powerful than the 2070 Super, and it's like a good mid-range card.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, in a perfect world, stock equalizes, right?
Right.
So in a perfect world, why would you buy a 3070 Ti when you can just buy a regular 3080?
In a perfect world, sure. But yeah. You know, with how things are going right now, this is something that I'd love to be able to get my hands on, but it's not going to happen.
That's why it makes no sense that they're releasing these Ti cards, especially so soon, because usually isn't there like a few years before they release a Ti?
No, a couple months, honestly. A
couple months.
And it's been 8 months.
Yeah.
It's been 8 months since the 70, 80, and 90 came out. So this is kind of on par for it, but the thing with it is, with their lineup, the way that these cards were, they didn't need a Ti series, honestly. You know, because you could pick up a 3080 for $800.
Yeah, perfect world.
In a perfect world. You know, MSRP on those cards was $800. Whereas you go back and you look at, you know, the mid-tier, 2070 was a $1,200 card. You know, so you should be saving $400 to $500 on your mid-tier card that is way outperforming those old mid-tier cards, as it should, as technology advances. But your price points and the performance that you're getting at those price points doesn't dictate a TI series. Because the whole idea behind a TI series was a little bit more improved performance for an in-between price between the two cards. Which is what this is hitting, sure. But you're not getting that much more of a performance increase. And like we were saying, I mean, if you really want to make the jump, you could jump from a 3080 to a 3090 at a little over double the price and get well over double the specs.
You remember how when they launched these 30 series cards, we were all kind of laughing because like the running meme of people with a 2080 Ti are spent like $1,200 at least, not including anything else like an EVG or EVGA or, you know, Founders Edition, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I looked up the price of a GeForce RTX 2080 Ti Founders Edition.
MSRP or currently going for?
Currently going for.
$2,000.
Buying used.
$2,000.
$2,500. 2489 factor in tax and, you know, shipping.
Is that on
you're
eBay?
Paying, no, this is on Amazon.
That's on, well, and Amazon's still part of the price gouging too.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's a high, but I don't know if people are actually going to pay that. Because recently I've seen 3080s going for $2,500.
For a brand new 2080 Ti. Like, this is new. This ain't used like you knew.
Right.
This is the very, very bottom of this. Sold from an electronics store. $3,991 for a 2080. You could make so much money if you're just like, I'm going to take a break from gaming for a while, wait till the market stabilizes and sell my 2080.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
It really is. And scalpers aren't helping, and price gougers aren't helping, and it's just... So we live in a crazy time, man.
And the way that I'm honestly looking at this is the 30 series cards are going to be a wipe. You might as well just fucking chalk it up. You're not going to be able to get your hands on one. And if you do, it's going to be used, and you don't know... There's no way to tell if the card's been used for mining, and we don't know what the degradation to the cards is because of mining. I mean, yeah, we're not using the full power of the cards, but we are maxing out the RAM. So
that's the biggest eater right there. I don't really care about graphics. It's the RAM.
So we don't know what the degradation to the actual onboard memory of these cards is. And you don't know what you're getting. So pretty much the 30 series cards are a wipe. And if you're looking at building a PC, good luck and wait for the 40 series. That's honestly how I'm feeling. So moving on, Bren, you were talking about this earlier. We have a Nintendo Switch Pro price leak.
I didn't know if we really wanted to get into this. It's not that big of an article, because it was a tweet put out by Nintendo Alerts.
Out of France.
Yes. And it was a screenshot of the website and of the
stock
POS,
right?
The point of sales inventory screen of 398
euros,
80 and 80 euros. It's 398.80 euros. I'm sorry, I'm not big on foreign currency.
$399 euro, basically.
Yeah, which I'll have to go back to the.
It's roughly $486.
Which for the specs and what you get puts it on point with the digital version of the PS5.
Well, honestly, a far more likely thing that's going to happen is 400 or 450. That's where I would put it, is it's going to be between 400 and 450. I'd be very surprised if it comes out at $500.
Which we know this is, we already know by recording this now, because this was put out almost a week ago. The Nintendo Switch Pro pre-order date, according to their website, was 2 days ago, on the 4th, which we know didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right. And there was a leak on Amazon Mexico for the new Nintendo Switch Pro that was later changed back to a Nintendo Switch generic product ID. And that was set for, you know, midnight June 4th. So as of recording this, we know that that's not
happening yet.
True. Yeah.
But I think what it is, just people jumping the gun because, you know, all this shit is selling out real quick. So if they could put their stock online and make it available, they got money.
Yeah. We talked about this before. And yeah, like you said, Jay, this is probably just some, there were scam websites that went up for taking pre-orders, and it was just stealing money.
Yeah.
And we talked about this before the launch of the next-gen consoles for Sony and Xbox. We don't know if they're playing these backdoor games trying to build hype.
Right.
Because it's not costing them anything.
Yeah.
And it's a great way for them to build up hype.
Right.
Get people ramped up, get people ready for E3 and
I mean, how many people are looking at Walmart Canada's website waiting for them to accidentally drop something they've done for the last few years?
Well, here's the thing, too, with that, though, is, I mean, you got to think Nintendo's probably, like, hesitant about actually saying, hey, we're going to put out a console, because they see all the problems that Sony and Microsoft are having.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think it's more of just the global chip shortage.
Well, that,
so it's
and that's
hard
what
to
I mean,
say
yeah.
you have a new product out and everybody's going to be like, but what about the current product? Where
well, here's the thing with the Switch.
Well,
the Switch
I think
does not
Nintendo's
use an,
getting their chips from Samsung.
Well, Switch does not use the 7nm chipset. They use the, I think it's the 9nm chipset. So they're not affected by the chip shortage at all. It doesn't affect their chips. The ability to put out the 4K is actually a Silicon deal, which has been a little bit of short supply as well. But that there is what the upgrade is, that will allow them to process better quality graphics.
God, I hope there's an upscale for some of these games.
Right. So, yeah, I think that they wouldn't be as affected by the chip shortage as other companies. But again, that's yet to be seen. We don't know.
And yet, Nintendo always does their own thing.
Yeah.
They don't really fall in with the release dates. I mean, games and stuff, obviously, they do. Hardware-wise, they don't fall in with Sony or Microsoft. They've always done their own thing.
Right.
And yeah, Rob, like you said, they could be hesitant to put out another console because look at what's going on with the next-gen consoles and the video cards for you PC gamers.
Well, to be fair, though, I mean, Nintendo is a company that's been in business well over 100 years.
Yeah, starting with playing cards.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Nintendo is one of those companies, like, they have so much money and so many different ideas that they can go out and do a bunch of different ventures.
Right.
Like, we were talking about the Virtual Boy earlier. That was a major commercial flop.
Yeah.
Didn't destroy Nintendo. The Wii U, which was a flop because they didn't market it properly as this is a new console. They just thought it was like an upgrade to the Wii.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a flop. And then they knock it out of the park with the Switch.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I said, it's still speculation, but definitely stay tuned for that. That's something that we're going to be keeping a close eye on, and if anything changes, we will let you know. Check out our socials and the links below for that, and we will bring you information as we get it.
Yeah. Even if it's like a video with one of us on our phone. Guys! Yeah, we called it!
Right.
So, in this article, I've seen a lot of talk about this, and a lot of people are hoping that they do something proper with DCEU now.
Right.
So, Warner Media, AT&T is looking to spin off Warner Media to Discovery.
Well,
Discovery is merging. It is merging.
It's official.
So, it's an official announcement. Okay. We got to make sure we get our sources right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Discovery is merging with Warner Media. And it's Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah. WB Discovery. If they don't use that, they're failing.
And you know, you got to give Rob money for that now.
Right. This is copyrighted and trademarked. Boom, right here.
Just words.
It is 11/20/6/6/21 as we are recording this.
So, the entertainment.
That's great. You
want to
put your location out there too, Rob?
In case you're unaware, Warner Media contains Warner Brothers, HBO, DC Comics, and CNN.
I love the hesitation there.
Yeah.
You threw up in your mouth a little bit.
Oh, like, boy. All fictional networks.
Among many others, which I'm sure there's... I'm sure there is a lot there.
Yeah.
Warner Media dates back.
Oh, yeah.
And with Discovery Plus, with the Discovery Plus app, there's all kinds of things as well. We just got it for free through Verizon.
Well, you won't be anymore because AT&T's still on it.
Yeah.
No, I'll get it.
HGTV, History Channel.
No. They got... Wait, what? So AT&T owned Warner Media, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you get through Verizon then?
Huh?
Oh, never mind. I'm
Verizon.
Take two. So you would still get it then, yeah? Because it never was a part of AT&T.
Up.
Yeah.
So Discovery CEO David Zaslav will be in charge of the merged group. WarnerMedia is by far the bigger company, though, with around 3 times the 2020 revenue and a roster of iconic characters and properties. Discovery brings to the table a huge archive of reality TV shows and a growing news and sports business in Europe.
Right.
So, hold on here. So we have Warner. We have Warner in one, all of its fictional stuff. And then we're going to combine it with Discovery. Bring my hand back into frame here.
Mm-hmm.
Which has reality.
Bear paws.
Merging them into a shit show.
Well, to be fair, there was some Discovery shit that came out to be fake.
Right.
It's like History Channel. Of course. Once they started getting that reality TV budget money, it was Dirty Jobs. Dirty Jobs did such a good job that they were like, let's figure out where else we can go. Truckers. I just wrote Truckers. Apparently all that shit's fake. A lot of truckers are like, yeah, that's not how this job works.
Yeah. Really?
Oh yeah.
And then there was like a controversy where one of the guys that they had on the show, he ended up like kidnapping a hooker.
Yeah.
Can't remember if he killed her.
Well, listen, if you're driving an 18-wheeler through Alaska, you
get kind of lonely. Anyways.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say you probably didn't make some of the best choices in life.
Well, honestly, that is one of the most lucrative truck driving jobs out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like it is dangerous, the most money.
Because, yeah. Have you seen some of the guys? One of the most dangerous,
but it makes a lot of fucking money.
Have you seen some of the guys that are choosing to live in the wilds of Alaska?
They give you money to live in Alaska.
Yeah, like, yeah, Alaska will pay you to live there.
Of course they will.
There's nothing there. They're trying to, like, basically colonize Alaska.
Hey, come populate.
Yeah, please. We got a lot of wolves we need you to shoot.
So for those that, like, are still a little confused on it, basically what it is AT&T is shedding WB, and WB is then merging with Discovery. So basically, Warner Brothers has been freed from the AT&T overlords.
And didn't AT&T just like merge or buy another company here recently?
I don't know.
Well, let's take a quick look at why they have to shed it off. Starting with HBO. HBO was huge back in the day.
Well, AT&T does not own HBO. WB owns HBO.
But AT&T owned Warner.
Technically, they still do, but...
Yeah, so... But let's... Hold on. Well, so HBO is trying to catch up into modern times, right? They launched their HBO Max app. They're getting back into doing their own movies and shows, which they've always done, but now, let's face it, after the way Game of Thrones ended, a lot of people weren't happy with HBO. I'm one of those people. If you guys watched how Game of Thrones ended.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's kind of just like, hey, let's just end this right now.
After that, I lost faith in any show ever having a good ending.
Yeah. So then we have DC Comics, which we can't seem to nail down a solid DCEU. It's always we're working on this. Well, no, now we got to scrap it. Okay, well, we have this. We got to postpone that.
We don't
like our seventh Batman. Let's find someone else.
There's a lot to go into, but what it basically boils down to is A, they don't have a plan.
They don't.
And the plan goes into B, where they do not know how to frame these movies to be as successful as Marvel movies, and that's all it is.
Right.
Like, their big competition is Marvel. Let Marvel have its campiness. Marvel doesn't... there's some dark shit in Marvel. Don't get me wrong. But Marvel, the MCU, doesn't have that darkness. You know, Uncle Ben dies, and you get your typical sad story aspects. But, like, make DC dark.
My mother's name was Martha, too.
Yeah, like, that was the most dumbest shit in the world. Why would you say that name? Because it's a common name.
Martha, Martha, yeah. Martha!
But, like, yeah, they could have... That's why the Nolanverse did so well.
Right.
It was dark, gritty, realistic, and that's how you can frame these DC movies as dark, gritty. Look at Arrow. Arrow did dark, gritty, realistic. You know,
and that was my favorite CW DC show.
Yeah, and then CW decided to get woke, and then everything just went downhill.
You know my favorite DC show? Titans.
See, I heard Titans is good, but I heard it became better when it was moved from, because it moved from like time or CW prime time to the streaming service, didn't it?
No, Titans launched on the DC Universe app.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was
and
like
then a, and then they moved it to the HBO Max app.
Yeah.
Okay. And from what I heard, when they moved it to HBO, because I knew there was a move, it made it better. Like, they actually made Starfire's costume look more like Starfire, and they were able to touch on the darker aspect of... Because it was season two. Season one wasn't that good, but I heard season two was a lot better. At least, you know, it...
See, it I got halfway through easier. Season two, but I need to go back and finish it.
Rob's dropping keyboards and shit.
I know, he's doing all kinds... he's getting angry. What is that?
A tripod.
Oh, nice.
I jumped out of frame to sneeze, and whenever I'm coming back into frame and unmuting myself, I just knock all kinds of shit over.
See, you should just let it go. Let everyone see the boogers and shit hit the screen.
They launched Titans, and then they started to gain traction. Then they started launching other shows, which brought Brendan Fraser back out of retirement in the Doom Patrol show.
Yeah.
Which I still need to get into that. There's Star Girl, something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
With Luke Wilson.
Before we get...
And then all that stuff went to HBO. But not even that, but I hear DC Comics is tanking. Comic sales Marvel. Are massively down.
There's a reason for it.
So before we get too much further into this, I want to go back and say that I was wrong. AT&T is not shedding WB.
They're not.
They will still own WB. They are just combining WB with Discovery.
Oh. Okay.
So basically, they're acquiring Discovery.
Yeah, well, okay. It's a merger. It's not a buyout. It's the two companies forming one.
AT&T is going to own it now.
Speaking, yeah.
So basically, AT&T just took control over Discovery.
So all three of us were wrong.
Damn you, corporatism.
Right. The way that they announced this was like real confusing because they're spinning off. They're shedding.
They're doing this. Yeah.
Well, when you say the word spin off, it makes it sound like they're trying to dump and get rid of.
Right. But no, what they mean by spin off is they're taking Warner Media and just changing it into something different.
They're basically like doing a spin off show, pretty much, where it's a part of the universe, but it's a separate entity.
Right. So, last but not least, we finally have the dates announced for Prime Days. So, June 21st and 22nd will be Amazon Prime Days. Last year, due to pandemic things, it happened in October. Normally, this event takes place in July, so they're pushing it forward a little bit. I'll be excited to see what we get.
I mean, it's usually just a week of...
Well, it's only 2 days, but it's normally 2 days. It originally started as 1 day, Prime Day, and then it became two. There's normally some decent deals on there.
The usual, what they push is they push the Fire Sticks, the Fire TVs,
Amazon-owned product. But here's something that I've been thinking about, and it would be kind of crazy if it happens. But what if the reason that Amazon hasn't been restocking next-gen consoles is so they could throw a huge fire sale up on Prime Days?
Because
Amazon has been the least restocked company throughout everyone.
Are we sure about that, or are we not so certain that they're just getting swiped almost instantly?
Oh, yeah. No. Amazon has come out and said that, you know, they haven't even put listings up for restocks. You know, where Walmart was doing it, you know, once every couple weeks. Target was doing it once a month. Best Buy was every couple weeks. But Amazon, they've only ever restocked twice since consoles came out.
I was very lucky to get mine through Amazon then.
Yeah.
I was about to say, didn't you get yours through there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got yours on the first restock, yeah.
Well, see, my dad got his through Myers, of all places.
Fair.
So, but one, I don't trust Walmart in their listings and stuff, considering their website, half of their listings are for third-party companies.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Motherfucking deer. I swear to God, make me want to go out. Punt a deer.
They also said they would send out pre-order notifications on midnight, and then on Twitter they said, nah, bro, we're going an hour early.
Hey, bro. At 10 p.m., they're like, hey, in an hour, we're dropping. You better fucking be here. And it's like, well, fuck. And I'm at the hospital with the birth of my daughter, so I didn't even get the notification.
Yeah.
Like, damn it.
Nah, he was too busy worrying.
I do remember about a month and a half after the release of the next-gen consoles, people were saying, it started with one person saying that he had a friend that worked at the warehouse saying that Amazon is hoarding PlayStation 5 consoles. They're holding them.
Mm. Yeah, the one time that I hoped to meet a mobster, it didn't happen. I was hoping a mobster would be like, hey, I got a whole case of PS5s, fell off a truck. You want some?
So
they're saying they have, there's five main warehouses that have several pallets.
Yeah. Bro, here's what I got to say about this whole thing.
What?
Crackheads are a different breed today.
They upgraded to meth heads.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, if crackheads were the same that they were back in the day, I'd already have a PS5 for like $400.
Yeah.
You know, they would have fallen off of a truck somewhere, and I would have had it somehow. Just saying, you know, along with a new air compressor, some bootleg movies.
Oh, yeah.
Your car washed.
Yeah, right.
Him doing the robot. All at the same time.
All at the same time. Like, I just gave this guy $700 for the best hour of my life. And
whoa.
He's thinking the same thing.
Whoa.
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 Whoa is correct.
Hold on. I got a PlayStation 5. I got a car wash. I got an air compressor. Yeah, this is a great fucking day. And it only took an hour's worth of time. You're damn straight. It's one of the best hours of my life.
Glad you verified.
Because Rob and I, Jay and I were...
Oh, I know right where you went. I know right where you went.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, on the Amazon app, and I just pulled it up, they are already pushing Prime Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm going to call it right now. Console drop on Prime Day.
So make sure you guys like and subscribe so you can comment Rob was wrong.
Or Rob was right, like he was when he called the year of the delay.
You had 1 year, Rob. Don't push it.
Bro, I've called a bunch of shit on this channel. You can go back and watch.
I called... Here's the thing. So I've been following Battlefield 6 news, right? Yeah. I called that it was going to be a future game.
2044
or whatever
it is.
It's 2042, yeah. I called that. Yeah. Nobody said shit. Nobody liked my comment. Nobody paid me no mind. Because we're small. We're a small channel.
I know. But see, we got the inside thinking.
The
we
moment
might not have
I
the
saw
inside...
screenshots and I was like, that HUD looks futuristic.
Yeah. Yeah, we might not have the insider contacts or exact knowledge, but we got the inside way of thinking.
Yeah, the insider contacts were posting their pictures of what they got on the emails. Like, guys, Battlefield, DICE sent me this. This is news. And then it was one of those, like, how Black Ops does, where it's like, you know, disclosed information you can't see, but you see, like, sections
redacted.
Of words.
It's redacted,
yeah. So there was redacted content, right? They had the month, they had the year, or the month and the day, but the year was XXXX. And I'm like, it's a future game. That's why they're not telling
right.
you the date.
Right. So, but yeah, you guys come check us out because we are calling shit. And, you know, I'm going to clip everything that we call and we're just going to start putting it out there as predictions.
Yeah.
So.
We'll just do, like, at the end of the year, we'll be like, we called this shit.
Right, yeah.
Pick up the phone because I called this shit as well.
Okay, I know you guys have seen the video of the guy mocking the five-minute hack videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
It'll be us just pointing at a clip and then... pointing at another clip of us calling it, like,
but timestamp it when it was like August 2021. The news, July 2022.
Point to one clip, and then point to our clip calling it. Shake our head and
yeah. Oh, so I think that wraps up this week's show. Again, you guys with the you could.
Words are hard.
Yeah, right. You can find all of our socials in the links down below or to the side, depending on where you're watching this. If you are listening to this, it'll be in the description, but you could check out link link trees, but it's linktr.ee/warppoint. And that'll bring up a list of everything that we have. We are on Facebook. We are on Discord. We are on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. You can find us just about anywhere social media.
Including your mom, under your mom's bed.
Oh, wait, that's social media now?
Mom's got a lot of friends, let me just tell you.
Ah. Got it. But yeah, we want to thank you guys for coming and checking out the show, whether it's in the audio or video format. Again, we will be doing our stream-a-thon this upcoming week. When this airs, it'll be this week. So check that out. And
what was it? ABCs of Pride?
The ABCs of Pride stream-a-thon. It's benefiting the Trevor Project, which is going and helping the LGBTQ plus community, specifically the youth. They provide, you know, counseling. They provide resources for, you know, these young adults and teenagers to be able to, you know, learn how to talk about their feelings and stuff. And it's overall a great program that is helping a community that really needs the help. So
yeah,
check them
especially
out
during this month, guys,
right? So check them out. There's links below to be able to find out more about the Trevor Project or even donate to it. But yeah, definitely check it out and at least spread the word. You know, that's the biggest thing that we can do is spread awareness. And
yeah, sharing literally costs you no money.
And it is one of the biggest things that you can do to help promote anything. So definitely share that. And then we'd appreciate it if you like, subscribe, and share to us. But as always, we'll catch you guys at the Warp Point.
Peace.